right, check this out. So imagine this. So, you sit there and you turn around and you're telling a story about, and it's filled with negative stuff, okay? Reason that the story is filled with negative stuff and not positive is because ultimately what you want to do is you want to take a person and their mind and their mindset. You want to be able to shift it, okay? You want to be able to shift their mind to, say, subtly allow them to know whether they could possibly lose or win, you know what I'm saying? Or, okay, imagine this, right? There's a girl, okay? She's with you, she's, feeling you and all this other types of stuff, right? You want her to go home with you. Okay, I might tell her a story about, the woman who, fuck, I don't know. Let me think. It can't see the thing is it can't be something that she doesn't believe in. So say like the lottery or something like that. If she has negative feelings towards the lottery, okay, I probably don't want to mention anything about the lottery. Okay, I don't want to mention it. I don't want to even act like it exists. Okay, I want to make it as if, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not something I'd mention. Okay, but what I do want to mention is something that, makes a lot of sense. Okay, so for example, right, if I tell a story that she agrees with and she's like, women don't get, treated, fair, treated fairly, you know what I mean? I think it's completely inorganic that, women get the bottom end of the stick and guys sleeping, whatever, with multiple girls, he's considered a player. A girl does it, she's considered a whore, you know what I mean? And I mean, I feel like people should like stand up against that, like, you know what I mean? It's totally unfair, and it's just as bad as racism. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it any different for like, some guy or girl to, run by some guy or say nigger, this that, and run and like disrespect the guy and do all these old fucked up shit things? You know what I'm saying? How is it any different? Any different at all whatsoever? Okay, some racist saying some horrible slander and what women go through every single day, right? Now you I didn't just use any just random you know what I'm saying, metaphor. I use some of the most powerful metaphors in history. Okay, I use ridiculously powerful metaphors, okay? Ridiculously heavy, powerful metaphors, okay? Okay, why? Okay, because first of all, I want her to see, you know what I'm saying? If she doesn't see how fucked up her world is, you see what I'm saying? Where she can't have sex with me, I want her to see it. Okay, she needs to see that. You see what I'm saying? And I think the worst crime about it is that they make it as if, you know what I'm saying, you get to make your own decision. You see what I'm saying? That's like taking somebody from but they want to make it as if you make your own decision. But if you don't, then they turn around and they insult you. Okay? That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? That's like fucking, oh, well, we call you a nigger or whatever, and you allow it, and we don't beat you, okay? But then you turn around and you don't allow it, and you stand up for yourself, and then we beat you. You see what I'm saying? I think like that type of behavior needs to just be stood up against. I think it's not organic behavior. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, I'm one of the first people in the world to believe in, you know what I'm saying, what, women's plight is, what they go through. Okay, now you gotta understand that I'm taking something common that she understands already. Okay, I'm taking something common, okay, that she's already heard, okay, that she's already experienced, something very common, okay, very common that everybody experiences, okay? Okay, and then or everybody can have some empathy for, or most people can feel a little bit of empathy towards, right? Most people. Okay, I'm taking that and I'm retwisting it, okay, and putting it in my benefit. Okay, how is it in my benefit? How, what am I doing to make it in my benefit? Okay, I'll give you a little rundown. Okay, ultimately, she's been treated pretty fucked up, and life has been fucked up for her, and life has been all the twisted and everything like this. I'm taking something familiar, you know what I'm saying? Fucking rape and fucking, you know what I'm saying? Molestation, fucking, you know what I'm saying? These heavy, 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 really fucking super heavy, anchors. Okay, and I'm ultimately changing them. I'm changing them, I'm shifting them, I'm altering them, I'm leaning on them, I'm fucking it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm ruining it, shaking the foundation of it, the whole nine yards. Okay, why am I doing this? Okay, why am I shaking and fucking up the foundation? Okay, well, ultimately, because I want to associate her not wanting to have sex with me or not allowing herself to get turned on enough to have sex with me, okay, to be a bad thing, okay. Then what I do is once she feels it and she feels that anger, okay, I want to cool her off, you know what I'm saying, with jokes and stuff. You don't want to just rush in there with sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, first, you want to get her relaxed. Okay, then if she starts, feeling a little bit uncomfortable or whatever, I might gently hint at what we just talked about. You know what I'm saying? How would I gently hint at it? Well, I said it's not organic. You know what I'm saying? I like the, and I might say, I like the organic way that you look at me. You know what I'm saying? It's just so organic. So I make it as if it's my trance word. Okay, now organic is a trans word for women anyway. Okay, not all women. Okay, if you live in a world where organic food isn't like put up on a pedestal or something like that, you know what I'm saying? It's probably not like this big deal. Okay, but if you live in a world where it is, then it's going to be a big deal to women at least, right? Okay, so I turn around and I, adjust her in the way that she believes and what she's going through, what's going through her mind. Okay. I gently remind her. Okay. I could gently remind her of, you know what I'm saying, feminism. Okay. I could, because one of the things like that fucks me up is like feminism at first started out, it was all about burning bras and having a good time. Then after a while, it started to get to the point where it was like disrespectful. It was like I want to disrespect men. It was like men man hating. You see what I'm saying? It was like a man hating culture. It was never like back in the 80s, back in the early 90s. It was never a man hating culture. You know what I'm saying? Back in like the 70s, even the person that invented feminism says that she doesn't even like feminism anymore, that she doesn't like what it became. You know what I'm saying? It was meant so she so, so girls can get closer to their man, not so they can be pulled away from him. You see what I'm saying? Okay. And so, and so I kind of like maybe go into the story, and then I might go into another story just to like cool her off, you know what I'm saying, get her more comfortable into the mix. And so then I go into another story, okay, or she goes into a story, you know what I'm saying, or we change the topic. And so the whole time, it's all about feeling. It's all about changing her feelings about something that she encounters every single day. Okay, that's what my job is. My job is to change her feelings. Okay, I change her feelings. I've done a good thing. Okay, all right. I'm, and it's very powerful. It's very powerful. You know what I mean? And you want to be able to hint a little bit at like getting the status quo back, or you know, it's like building these parts. Okay, so for example, right? If I build a part in her mind that you know is very, you know, sexual or something like that, and she made a promise to herself. She's like, you know what, man, fuck all my friends. I just want to fucking party and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? And then I gently hinted that, you know what I'm saying, at the girl who said she was going to party and have a good time, you know what I'm saying, and just wanted to enjoy herself and enjoy her life and test things out and try something new. But then she turns around and, you know what I'm saying, she doesn't allow herself to fucking enjoy herself. You see what I'm saying? And she becomes another robot or cog in the system or something like that, right? Okay, well, ultimately, what that's going to cause is, you know, sort of an alteration of what's, you know, being of her whole entire state. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to alter her state, the state of mind. She's going to put herself in the mind of the story. She's going to put herself in the mind of the story. Okay? She's going to jump into the story as if, you know, she was there herself, okay? As if, you know, the story was her real life, okay? And then it's going to seem a part of her real life, okay? And then she's going to make the appropriate decision based on the information that she has from the story, okay? And how she already feels, okay? So if I say, you know what I'm saying, if I teach somebody and I call them a Britney Spears lover or something like this, right? And she loves Britney Spears, then that's not a tease, it's a compliment. So if I was trying to tease somebody.
you know what I'm saying, it probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to call somebody a Britney Spears hater. You see what I'm saying?
If I wanted to hook her on my side, okay, that's
That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's where I'm
going with this. Okay. So, I mean,
you know, be smart about
the associations that you make.
Very smart about the associations that you make. And that's one of the reasons
that questions are so important when you're
gathering information
from women, okay? And you're gathering information from women, okay? You want to make sure that, you know, all the information that you gather is like top-notch, creme de la creme, you know, information, okay? It has to be, okay? It has to be. All right. And why does it have to be? It just does. It just fucking does, okay? It has to, okay? So you want to gently shape. You don't want to scare somebody. You know what I'm saying? You want to gently shape what their ideology is. You see what I'm saying? You want to gently shape
what their mentality is.
Okay? You know what I'm saying? You want to gently shape. It's a gentle process. Okay? It's a very gentle process. All right. Make sure that you are smart enough, wise enough, and kick-ass enough to make good decisions. You know what I'm saying? As far as how deep, how much.
You know what I'm saying? So say like if.
I'm putting on, if I'm talking to somebody or whatever, right? And I'm giving them like, and I'm leaning them towards a certain direction, okay? I don't want to lean on them too much for where it makes them scary, for where they don't have options. I just want to get them, give them a jolt to their system. I just want to give them a jolt to their system enough for where they, where they feel this uncanny desire to go in the direction that I'm going into. It's a very gentle process. It's not some heavy process. It's very gentle. It's to be done very lightly, very romantically, very covertly. Covert, Okay, you're looking for a covert pain button. Okay, that they don't think that you know that they have. Okay, or that they think that you don't, that you're not pushing. Okay, and you want to push that covert pain button. Okay, and by pushing that covert pain button, that's when you get that's where your power comes from. You don't want to push it to the point for where they know that they're doing it. Then it's not covert. Then they have what's called an adverse reaction to it. Okay, and that is not ever good in seduction. You see what I'm saying? So you want to make sure that it's nice and smooth, and it's done very romantically, you know, very covertly, very seductively. Okay, how do you work the word molestation in a sentence without it sounding perverted? Okay, and without it insulting any one person in particular. Okay, without it throwing them off to the point for where it makes them never want to speak to you again or talk to you again or think that you're a weirdo or something. How do you do that? It's an art to it, but it can be done. And the sooner that you figure it out, the sooner and the quicker, the more elegantly you are going to be able to persuade women, because, you know, being able to frame and shape things, you know, with this type of technology is one of the most more powerful ways of communicating.